There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday, President's Day. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. What is on your mind on this Monday? Is it presidents for President's Day? Is it the situation involving our Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kirsten Baszler, who is in the news because of an arrest that happened yesterday? The story of certainly the buzz of Bismarck. Yesterday, late afternoon, early evening, I guess, and a statement put out by the superintendent about 10:30 put this into a little bit of a different focus. We are efforting an interview with a domestic violence expert to talk a little bit about this. Obviously, the specifics of this case we don't know much about. We know about the arrest of Kirsten Baszler. And we know about her response in the statement, but I think it does afford us an opportunity to talk about something that's not easy to talk about. And I will tell you what my initial thoughts were when I heard about this, because I was aware that her fiancé, the relationship that she was involved in, had been arrested previously in Florida for harming her. That was, I believe, in July. I knew about that in the back of my head, and I thought, you know what? Why would she be arrested? That was the first thing that I thought. Why would she be? You know, last time around, he was arrested, but my heart ached, really, because you simply don't know what personal struggles people are dealing with, and hopefully we can all have a little bit of compassion. I noticed in some of the commentary on social media, folks were instantly linking the Common Core debate to this. Now, you might have a difference of opinion on a particular piece of policy with Kirsten Baszler, in this case over Common Core. I hope that wouldn't lead you to have an opinion one way or another on a domestic violence situation. What's the word I'm looking for? A little unseemly, right? I mean, that's a little too opportunistic to say, well, okay, good for her. Yeah, I mean, come on, this is awful. And obviously, her statement is just, it's painful, really. Obviously, this is a relation, again, Scott Hennon's opinion here. This is a relationship that's problematic. And you've got a very sad situation. I know of a particular situation, personally, I'm not going to name any names, not related to this whatsoever, in which, a friend was in an abusive relationship. They had children, and they were married. But the husband was becoming more and more abusive of the mother and his wife, and abusive to the children. And at one point, he began to harm his then wife, and she, pushed him away, scratching him. Well, he called police. He called police to report it, knowing because of a previous incident that if she called police, that he was going to be in a lot of trouble. It happens, all right. It absolutely happens, and I think you just hope people like this get help. And clearly, she's saying, "I need help," without question. If you have not heard it, I'll just read the statement. It's not long, so that you have it, and. I posted it the second we got it last night, about sometime between 10:30 and 11 o'clock last night. It says, early Sunday morning, February 15, 2015, I was involved in a domestic incident at the Bismarck home of my friend. And it goes on to name him. An argument escalated to the point where I was concerned for my safety. Unfortunately, this incident was not the first situation where I felt I was at risk. In fact, the problem has been escalating in recent months. The mistake that I made was that I thought I could fix the problem and that it was somehow my fault. But that is not true. What I should have done was to seek help from professionals who could help me to escape an unhealthy relationship. No one wants to admit they aren't as strong or as capable as they believe they should be. I encourage people who find themselves in the situation to reach out to their pastor, counselor, or domestic abuse professional and get the help they need. Due to legal issues involved, she'll not be making any further comment on the incident until the matter has been resolved, said her spokesperson, Dale Wetzel, at the Department of Public Instruction. And all we know is that officers were called to a home at 227 Sunday. It was of this man who was described as her fiancé. He had visible injury as well as dried blood in his face, according to Lieutenant Cody Traum of the Bismarck Police Department. She'd left the home, 1100 block of Southport Loop, before police arrived. Based on the results of the investigation, probable cause was established to arrest Basler for the domestic-related simple assault. And you heard her statement. So, anyway, you've got that information now. So, let's get your take on this. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're waiting for callbacks, by the way, on some domestic violence experts I think, use the situation like this just to talk through the different scenarios. We don't know all the information in this case, but let's get to some of your calls here on this or anything else on your mind. Bev in Bismarck, what is on your mind today?
Well, shame on the people who are, giving her a hard time with this Common Core. I didn't even vote for her, but I have compassion. They needed help. What she did was wrong, very wrong, but probably push came to shove, and she didn't know how to handle it. I get it. I totally get it. I feel bad for her. I hope they can get help. But shame on the people who are so ignorant and don't really care about the human person that she is. So that's all I really have to say, and I'll just keep on listening. Thanks.
Well said, Bev. Thank you. There is a human person, as you say, someone that is going through a challenge, and that's no time to sit there and score political points. That's for darn sure. Kurt in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Bev was spot on, my friend. This is not a time to be joyous about anything. You've got a human that's having problems like we all do, and to jump on her for political reasons is the height of being a low dog. Ms. Basler is going through a horrific thing that many of our family members or friends and other people have went through, and I suspect that the wonderful people of the state of North Dakota, as they have done in other circumstances with public eyeball on the circumstances, will show their compassion and their common sense and say that this is a private matter and that the judicial system, the law enforcement system, can handle it. But to cast aspersions on her because of the incident, I think, is the height of hypocrisy.
Thanks, Kurt. Kathy Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next at 800-228-0550 to weigh in on this. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, Scott. I don't think anyone is taking any glee in this happening. And, everyone knows that she needs some help. And that's, it's not tied to Common Core.
Take a look at the server room, guys.
But the, trying to tie it to her fiance that she was the victim, I think, is disingenuous. We make choices in life, and she decided to stay with this guy. That's where we hope she gets some help.
That sounds to me like the mistake she's admitting. But do you take that explanation as her blaming the victim or playing the victim?
I bet I do, because it's, there's a long history. There was the supposed charge against her fiancé in Florida. The charges were dropped. So, it's like, who's the victim? Neither one of them. They made a choice to stay together in a bad relationship.
Yeah, and that happens, I think,
yeah,
way more often than
time.
We... Yeah, exactly. So
I don't think there's a victim here is all I'm saying. I think it's people making choices.
Right, but I think whether look, if somebody's been hit and harmed, they're a victim, right? So,
well,
you know,
it sounds like they both were.
Yeah. And exactly. So, in other words, you know, you can have the victim saying, I'm a victim, and the other person is just a bad deal. Clearly, some professional help is necessary. And
absolutely.
To Kirsten Baszler's credit, that's what she's saying, right?
Yeah, yeah. But,
you know, she said, you know, the mistake that I made was I thought I could fix the problem and that it was somehow my fault. But that's not true. And I think the experts would tell us that's not uncommon.
Yeah,
at all.
I just heard somebody, you know, kind of blaming the fiance, and I'm like, how? They're choosing as adults to be in this relationship.
Yeah, although I just have very little tolerance for men that would in any way, shape, or form lift a finger.
We all do.
It's just pathetic is what it is. Jim in Fargo, Andrew on I-94, Scott in Bismarck, when we come back for your take on this. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hillen here. I want to let you know on a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. You're a Ford fan? They've got them. Dodge fan? They've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I bought a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing running straight. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere. S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
February is the month of love, and everyone at the Brick House Grill in Dickinson wants to show a little love to Dickinson's first responders. Firefighters, law enforcement, and EMTs work 24/7, 365 days a year to serve and protect the Dickinson community. They spring into action around the clock through the coldest days of winter and the hottest days of summer. And the employees and owners of the Brick House Grill offer their sincere thanks. Visit the Brick House Grill in downtown Dickinson or on the web at brickhousegrillonline.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour with Todd the Radio God Mitchell, who's been a little quiet so far today, only because...
This is not by choice, but...
The phones are humming here. So, hello, Todd. Happy Monday to you.
Hey, happy President's Day to you.
Do you think kids should be in school on President's Day?
Why not? Maybe we should focus on learning about presidents.
It's a holiday, so they're in front of the tube. I think they should be in school reciting all of our presidents. Wouldn't that be cool? By the way, there's only been 43. Did you know that? Even though
I did know that.
Barack Obama is the 44th president. Why is that? A little Presidential Day trivia for you today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Big news in North Dakota is the arrest over the weekend of Kirsten Baszler, the North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction. We're talking about domestic violence, and we obviously don't know all the facts of that case. We know what we know, and your commentary is certainly welcome. But spend a little time over the weekend, or actually last night, digging into this case a little bit. We know her fiancé was arrested in Florida in July for harming her. As an earlier caller noted, the charges were dropped. Why, I don't know, but I will tell you the buzz, you know, right or wrong, the gossip, if you will, on this case was that, you know, has been for some time that she was in an unhealthy relationship with this individual. Obviously, her arrest over the weekend has everyone scratching their head to say, well, wait a minute, how is she arrested for domestic violence? But obviously, an investigation was done, and she was. Her statement suggests that this incident was based on an argument in which she was concerned for her safety and says it was not the first time where she felt she was at risk. Wow. So obviously more investigation necessary here. What do you make of it? What is your take on it? Certainly welcome your opinion. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, a great resource, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out there more about the $30 billion in economic impact, the 60,000 jobs in North Dakota. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council joins us at 10 today. All right, back to the calls here at 800-228-0550. Here's Andrew traveling I-94. What's on your mind, Andrew?
Yeah, hi. I appreciate you taking my call, and I just can't help but feel that, you know, for someone who I have a background in abuse adult resources and at battered women's shelter, I can just say that you can sit any day in a courtroom let's say in Bismarck, and listen to a man who's being charged with a domestic violence, and that's usually the same excuse, is that he was somehow in fear of his wife or was backed into a corner and just had to do what he had to do. Now, the bottom line is domestic violence is domestic violence, and laying your hands on another individual in an argument or in a fight is just wrong. Just because she's a woman, and that she should have no preferential treatment whatsoever. Now, if this was a man that was on trial, or let's say an elected official that was a male, and he beat on his wife, would we be having the same compassionate opinions of, this tumultuous relationship? It's just, let's hope that they can work it out and work out through this relationship. No, I think that our opinions would be a little bit stronger towards this man if he were accused of this. Now, the fact of the matter is this man did have blood on his face, which means that she struck him. You're right, we don't know the details, and as this case goes further on, we will learn the details. But
I think we lost you, Andrew.
Health defense or not,
Now we're starting to lose you, and I take Andrew's point. He's saying we're too quick to assume that the man did it here. Why is that, do you think? Why are we quick to? I guess it's just the pure strength of the man more often than not, right? Number one. Number two, it doesn't seem unreasonable to me that the. And again, I have zero experience with this, none, other than, as I mentioned at the top of the program, knowing of another incident in which the man, who was the aggressor, called police and said it was the woman because he knew what was going to happen. He wanted to be the first to call. So I get the psychology of that, too. But here's my deal. It would seem to me that it's not unreasonable that he could have some injuries. Because if the woman's trying to defend herself, she's going to just do everything in her power to get out of there. She's talking about a story, an incident in which an altercation happened in which she felt at risk. So if you feel at risk, that person could be harmed, right? Tell me your take. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jim in Fargo, thanks for waiting. You're next.
Yeah, I just had a comment on that in another case. I think we're way too quick to assume guilt, innocence, whatever, on too many cases without knowing the facts. I mean, and if you are a, quote, on lack of a better word, a famous person or an athlete or whatever, like those kids in Moorhead, that's us, but those kids in Moorhead, the Lincoln Stars, you know, have been, they have been absolutely hung out to dry by the local press, a lot of things. And I mean, they don't know all the facts that have never been presented. And the facts haven't been presented here. I think people are way, way, way too quick to jump to conclusions. It really saddens me. And I am very familiar with domestic abuse, but my father was an abusive man. And it is not a pretty sight, and it's a horrible thing. It's certainly something that should never be taken lightly, but... you know, I do believe that the facts should come out, and I'm not criticizing you personally for talking about it, but let the case go forward before too many people make up their minds is what I've asked people to do.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I think what is useful is understanding, you know, situations in which this happens. And I'm curious, in your case, I mean, again, if your mother fighting back and against an abusive husband harms the husband, that doesn't make her a criminal.
No, it doesn't. And my mother divorced my father in 1957 at a time when divorce was taboo. We're from small town North Dakota. You know, everybody in town, he's the nicest man in town. They were never home when the whole family got beat up because of booze, you know. And I said, you know, if nobody knows the facts, yet everybody's quick to figure it out and handle it. And I guess that type of thing, for somebody that's lived through it, really does bother me. I say, you know, come on, let the facts come out. And I'm with you, Scott. There is never an excuse for a man to lay a hand on a woman. It just absolutely is never an excuse for it.
No, exactly. Just turn around and leave. Get out of there. I'm not doubting there could be a fatal attraction kind of scenario, but just turn and leave. You know, that's my take. Blaine and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning, Scott. Andrew, I think, was pretty much spot on. And the last caller, Fargo, he was a lot of good points, too. And you're right, I don't think any really reason to hit a woman. But my comment is, you know, this whole situation, who is it affecting? And why are we talking about it? You know, this is a private affair between a man and a woman, married. Why is this public knowledge? This is something the authority should be handling. Nobody else really has any room to comment on it, on a personal affair. Domestic violence is a bad thing. We all know that. But, you know, the facts aren't out. We don't know. Nobody was there watching this happen. So why are we talking about it? We should be talking about stuff like Common Core, something that affects us all. This is what this show is about, I thought.
Why are we talking about it? She is an elected leader. So this is going to be a news story. Right or wrong... Yeah. I'll let you finish your comments on the other side of the break here, Blaine, and welcome others as well on the program. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before the top of the hour, this is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. We're chatting with Blaine in Minot before the break, and hey. Blaine was making the point that we ought not be talking about this. So in my view, you know, I think if I were Kirsten Baszler, I wouldn't want us talking about this either, but I think when you're an elected person and in a situation like this, you're going to talk about it. And in my view, social media explodes with it, and so talk radio can bring a little, I'll use the term, adult conversation to it. I don't know if you heard me at the top of the program, but I was concerned that all the critics, you mentioned Common Core. Let's talk about Common Core. All the critics of Kirsten Baszler. And, you know, I'm not 100% in Kirsten Baszler's camp on Common Core, as an example. But I don't think he uses a situation like this to go, oh, go, yeah, aha. And there were a lot of that happening, in the social media stuff I saw, which I thought was despicable myself, boy. But I think it's inevitable, I guess is what I'm saying, because of her position. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait, am I on air?
You are.
Oh, I am. Okay. I mean, elected official or not, it's still a private matter between her and her husband. You know, if something happens and she's taken out of that position, that elected position, we'll find another person to fill that position. So it's really not her personal life isn't affecting really anybody except for them. And all it does is, when you bring it on a comment station like this, all it does is invite people to jump to conclusions and you know, and big sides and a big argument instead of a discussion. And it's like they said, private matters should be discussed. We should be discussing things that's going to affect us all. I love this show. I listen to it every day. You know, 5 days a week, and I'm listening to K-Fire, waiting for you to come on. And, I mean, I just don't want it to turn into some kind of a gossip station. You know, I love this show. And I'd just like to see it more useful, like, you know, talking about Common Core, for instance. You know, my views on Common Core have nothing to do with my views on what happened in her personal life. I want that completely known. I'm against Common Core, but should a woman be hit? No. But then she shouldn't be hitting a guy either. If you want to stand up and think you can punch out a guy, expect a guy to fight back. He's entitled to fight back, too. You know, like, if you can walk away, but if you can't, sometimes you get cornered, something, you know, you might have to fight your way out.
Well, and there, as much as you don't want to talk about this, Blaine, there is, I think, the useful conversation. I'm going to agree with you that we don't know all the facts of this case. We have her statement. I can read it verbatim, and you can give your opinion on it, and that's sort of what we've done to this point. One of the reasons I asked Chris, our producer, to try and track down a domestic violence expert, which he's working on right now, is for that very reason, because this is in the news, and we ought to understand that. I think some people say, wait a minute, how in the world could she be the one that's arrested? I think other people say, hey, this happens more often than we know, and we just automatically assume it's the man, and it isn't always the man. I'd like to talk to an expert about it. I think I have a bias on this, in which I have a hard time believing that in the vast majority of the cases, the man could be the victim. And for this reason, he's going to be the stronger of the two, and he ought to just get up and go. Now, again, I'll admit that's a bias, and I think that's worth discussing. So people that are,
keep it at is that the domestic violence, not whether he was right or she was right. Let's discuss the topic of domestic violence itself.
Precisely.
Other people, their personal thing going on, because we don't know that situation. Don't comment on that. You don't know what was there. I'm not talking to you personally. I'm just whoever's going to comment. Nobody knows what happened there. So, I mean, how can you comment? You don't know. Maybe she was, maybe he was laying down in bed taking a nap, and she just comes up with a hammer and hit him in the face. You don't know that. You know, we don't know the facts. Let's keep their personal life out of this and discuss domestic violence itself.
Yeah, I think the conjecture is the best thing to keep out of it, and the opinion. The facts, obviously, the facts are the police record in this case. The facts are her statement, and beyond that, it's very difficult to say. You just don't know, Blaine. I think that's a fair point. Appreciate your commentary and your favorable comments about the program. Glad you're listening to us 5 days a week. That means a lot to us, so we appreciate that very much. Thanks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I think one other fact in this case is, and again, Blaine kept saying her husband, it's actually a fiancé, but whatever. The fiancé was arrested previously on domestic violence. Now, there were not charges filed. I don't know why, but that happened in July. So that is one other piece of this puzzle. Patty in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I just want to put my comment in that, I like you said, you should wait till we see all the facts. But sometimes victims get to the end of their rope where, we don't know if he hit her first and then she hit him back. And then he, called the cops on her because of that. And, if the history of him being that way, maybe that's what happened. We don't, like you said, we don't know. But I wish people would really understand what domestic violence is, where women feel so helpless. They feel like they can change these men, that he'll get better, that he'll... Sometimes with something will, that I can change this person. He is a good person, probably 50% of the time, but the other 50%, he goes on a rage with me. So there's a lot of issues to think about here and, a lot of mental things to think about also. So that's my comment.
Yeah, that's Patty. I have to tell you, that's another thing I don't understand as well. And when I said earlier, I don't understand. In the case of the men being the victim, why wouldn't you just leave, right? I say the same thing about women. I don't understand. Okay, if a man harms you in any way, shape, or form, why that wouldn't instantly be a deal breaker to a relationship is just beyond my comprehension. I don't get it, but I think it happens all the time. And I guess your point is, you made a comment, you think you can change him, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I think
a lot of women feel that way, that this guy is good sometimes. So, maybe that'll take over and I can change him. We always want to see the good in people. So, who knows the situation with her?
She made a comment, the mistake that I made was I thought I could fix the problem that it was somehow my fault.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing I don't think people understand about domestic violence is the person always feels it's their fault if they get hit. What did I do? What did I do to have someone hit me? What did I say something wrong? Did I dress inappropriately? Did I talk to his friend? did I have a drink that I shouldn't have had a drink? It's, you know, it's that guilt trip that we feel. Not that I've been in domestic violence, but it's just, you know, I've dealt with a lot of women that have gone through this, and that's what it is. You know, they think they can fix it. They feel bad when they don't fix it, because then, you know, it looks like they're failing in the relationship. So that's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. And that's why, really, I think the value of this, you know, to go to the conversation with the previous caller, the value of that is to just have an open discussion about a very uncomfortable topic and know that, that the people are in these situations, you know.
Right. And when he said that we should, I mean, I don't know if it was him or someone made the comment where they don't think they should be talking about it. Well, that's, if we don't talk about it, that's why women don't come forward, or men, you know. But, I mean, I think it's the statistics show that women are battered more than men, you know. It does happen. But if we don't talk about it, and people won't be feel free to come forward. See, she might not have felt like she was able to say anything because of her being in the standing where she is in, you know, her position in her work. So she didn't feel that she could come forward because everyone would look down on her like people are doing right now when, you know, this happened.
Yeah, good point. Patty, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550 with your commentary. 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550. Here's some calls that came in, well, they've come in all morning long here during our conversation that we've not had a chance to get to. So go ahead and roll a couple of those, Chris.
Answer to your question, I would prefer to see Dwight D. Eisenhower. Ike was a tough American president, loved our country, and took it straight to the enemy when he needed to. And he also warned us, beware of the industrial-military complex. Very good American, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
By the way, he is responding to a question we asked earlier, and that was, which president do you want the next president to most be like? All right, a lot of good answers on this on our Facebook page, too, and welcome more of those, because it's President's Day today, for crying out loud. Todd and I have a theory that kids should be in school learning about the presidents today, not having the day off as they do in some
states. Amen, brother.
I think the same thing on Veterans Day. I don't know why there's
no doubt.
Special effort to have kids interact with veterans on Veterans Day. That'd be the way.
Our veterans fought for our freedom from having to go to school.
Instead, we close banks or the post office. It's just, you know, I mean, that doesn't do anything to honor presidents or banks. All right. Let's see here. Go ahead and roll another one, Chris.
I was wondering if any of the liberal Democrats out there could tell me why they're more interested in keeping these illegal immigrants in this country than they are in funding Homeland Security. Thank you.
All right, we'll put on an all call for them, and they can answer that question for you. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550. When you call, press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Here's another call. On the topic that has been most of the hour here, short one. Go ahead and roll that, Chris. Or not.
Scott, if it was Ms. Baszler's male partner, would he be out of jail yet?
I would assume yes, because in this case, if the charge was the same, you'd be able to post bond and be let out.
So let's do the high-profile case. It's more disruptive to leave either one of them in there, so I bet, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. Anyway, 16 before the top of the hour, your call's welcome, 800-228-0550. More coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Before the top of the hours, I mentioned at the top of the program, we did reach out to some domestic violence experts to answer some questions. Obviously, we have a high-profile case of what looks to be domestic violence in the news. You have the North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction arrested for domestic violence over the weekend. She puts out a statement saying that I'm actually going to read the statement in just a moment, so I'll share that with you. But we did find some experts to talk about this for a couple of minutes here. I don't have a long segment here, so I'll get right to it. Dr. Christopher Johnson, the Executive Director of the Rape and Abuse Crisis Center in Fargo, and also Kathy Smith, Prevention Education Director for the Rape and Abuse Crisis Center. Dr. Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having us on.
And Kathy, thank you as well. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
All right. So I want to read this statement. And again, we don't expect you to comment at all on the particulars of this case. But I thought it afforded us an opportunity just to talk a little bit about domestic violence in general and help educate folks a little bit. But Ms. Baszler talked about a domestic incident in which an argument escalated to the point where she was concerned for her safety. The incident was not the first situation where she felt at risk. In fact, the problem has been escalating in recent months. She says, the mistake I made was I thought I could fix the problem and that it was somehow my fault, but that is not true. What I should have done was to seek help from professionals who could help me to escape an unhealthy relationship. My question for you two is, how common is it for individuals to be in a situation where they think they can fix it and don't need professional help?
You know, I'll just kind of weigh in just generally, Scott, but then I'm going to turn it over to Kathy because Kathy can speak far more specific about your question. But I think that this is very prevalent just across dynamics of domestic violence. I think that, you know, we have a tendency as society to focus on the violence, but ultimately there's a relationship there. There's a relationship that people have invested in. People want to see it work. And so I don't think it's uncommon at all for people to want to salvage or address some of the things that are going on in a relationship. But like I said, I'd like Kathy to weigh in on it.
I think it's extremely common for individuals to feel responsible, particularly victims in domestic violence situations, to feel responsible for what's happening. Often they're told they're responsible. It's something that they've done or they haven't done that's a cause for the anger and the lashing out. And so in many, you know, in general, often the way women are socialized is to be responsible for the health of a relationship. And so often they'll take that responsibility on and see themselves as needing to maintain it.
I think the, I guess bias, if you will, is that we just always assume that it is a man harming a woman. What are the statistics on that? How often are men victims of domestic violence?
And, you know, Scott, the statistics are kind of all over the place, and there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is because oftentimes men are not upfront and honest about being victimized in domestic violence. There's a lot of shame in our society if men are victims of domestic violence. You know, we've heard stories of men being told by police officers when they reach out for help, like, well, you need to be a man and fix this, you know. So so the messages that male victims get in society is that they shouldn't be victimized in the first place. And so, but the CDC conducted a study in 2010, and they found that 40% of victims of domestic violence were men. But again, the numbers are kind of all over the place, so it's hard to really invest in one study over another. But we know it's certainly prevalent enough to be concerning.
Kathy, what advice would you have for people that find themselves in a situation they think they can fix as it relates to domestic violence?
I think if you see signs where the relationship is abusive, or certainly if you become frightened, reach out to others for some help. Check that out. Get a reality check with your friends. Reach out to professionals in the area to talk with them about it. Develop a safety plan. Really get some input and take a deep look at what's happening. Professionals, for example, like us at the Rape and Abuse Crisis Center, aren't going to tell anyone what to do, but we're going to help them look at that situation. And it's hard to understand any relationship, sometimes much less a relationship in which there's a lot of power and control dynamics occurring. And all of this occurs, both abuse and violence, within context in a relationship. And sometimes it's very, very confusing. And so there's no shame in reaching out to someone to have a talk with about it.
Yeah, so hopefully, like I say, A lot of facts to come on this particular case. We wanted to make sure that since it's in the news, we use the opportunity to educate folks a little bit on it. Everybody has an opinion, and that's certainly a part of talk radio. We welcome that, but we also just want to make sure that that people know that there are resources out there, and appreciate you joining us both today on short notice to talk a little bit about it. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. Dr. Christopher Johnson, Executive Director of the Rape and Abuse Crisis Center, and Kathy Smith, the Prevention Education Director there. Looks like Mel and Bismarck and Galen and Bismarck, Bruce and Jamestown want to weigh in. We have Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, a different topic, obviously, coming up. President's Day chatter and much more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned. We'll continue, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.